Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I will just add a few words to what you have already announced, to, in particular, to thank all of the speakers for their responses to our appeal for support. Of course, my thanks are particularly for those who have pledged resources to our activities next year. These pledges of $857 million, this is the highest we have ever received in any pledging conference ever. So I am very happy to hear that the figure reached is so substantive. Of course, I joined the chairman. I would be remiss if I didn't join the chairman in inviting those who have not pledged to do so as soon as possible, and also to invite others to continue to focus on support to our programs for 2018 and beyond. I want to also stress that it is very significant that there were additional pledges of close to $200 million, $189 million, for multi-year contributions. That's very important because this is essential for planning purposes, especially as we strive, as I said in my opening, to link up with development activities, something that all of you have invited us to do more robustly. So in order to work better with development partners, clearly multi-year funding is indispensable. And this very good result, also in terms of multi-year funding, is extremely significant. I'd like to make a particular, or thank in particular, those of you who have pledged unearmarked resources. As some of you have said, in fact, some of you have invited us to speak more about that, and I agree with this, unearmarked resources are indispensable, especially in situations which are underfunded and outside the radar screen of major donors for one reason or the other, in particular in Africa. So that is very useful and very important, and as you know, this is the donor side of the grant bargain, which we'll continue to ask donors to honor to the extent that they can. It's always a slightly difficult choice to single out any particular speaker, but let me thank in particular Germany for its extraordinary contribution. It was extraordinary last year. It has even increased drastically in 2017, and we want to thank Germany for its commitment to continue this support, as we heard earlier, in 2018, not forgetting that Germany is a very large host country as well. So thank you very much to your government. I want to thank Sweden for being such a champion of unearmarked contribution, together with many others, of course, but you have taken upon yourself, in particular, together with Netherlands and other, to champion this approach, and we are very grateful for this. I would like to also thank, in conclusion, Luxembourg, the Republic of Korea, and Estonia for having significantly increased their pledge compared to previous year. But of course, my thank goes to all of you and to all of those who are continue to be loyal and supportive donors to UNHCR. My concluding point would be that some of you have, of course, reminded us that contributions are also easier if UNHCR continues to improve its performance. And I can guarantee that this is very much part of our priorities. As you know, and as was already mentioned during the XCOM, We launched a headquarters review a few months ago, and we are now implementing its recommendations to further make our headquarters a real, concrete, and efficient support to our field operations. So we will continue to keep you updated on the simplification of many of our processes, of our policy making. These are all aspects of our work that are important for you as well. So we will continue to be very transparent in this regard. Second concluding point, once again, thank to host countries that are present here. I said in the beginning, and I just tweeted it, they are the biggest donors to refugees, and I want this to be recognized here at the pledging conference. Some of them actually, like Turkey, are both donors and host countries, or Germany, as I mentioned. So I want to particularly praise them, but this is really my message is really one of support to the host countries that needs to be more consistent and more predictable, because they bear the biggest responsibility. And let me assure you that we will continue to try and fulfill our mandate and our own responsibilities. Thanks to all of you who have sent messages of support to our staff. A particular thought, please, to my colleagues who are in Sana'a and in Yemen under very difficult circumstances, and an appeal to all those of you who have influence on the parties to the conflict in Yemen for respect of all civilians and, may I say, respect of UN, of the facilities of UN and other humanitarian organizations who, in spite of this difficult situation, continue to be there like they are in many other places. Thank you again. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for your leadership, and see you hopefully at the High Commissioner's Dialogue next week.
Thank you, Mr.